impressive to see these birds that appeared so vulnerable walking the mud flats as individuals, joined together in flight, move as one formidable, flashing black and white flock.
Hello, hello.
Howdy.
This is Oz and Ends. You've got both of... We're back.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Thought we'd never see the day.
What, a month?
At least 3 weeks.
That's insane.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I had COVID for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm back now.
Mm-hmm.
Better than ever.
Well.
Arguably. Maybe not.
Yeah. And, yeah. Welcome back. Happy to have you.
Thank you so much. You did the show well while I was gone. I enjoyed listening in. I tried calling in.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
It didn't work
at all.
We still don't know how to answer calls.
Yeah, I thought I did. It was going really smoothly up until I had to do something about it.
Until you had to put me on air.
Yeah.
Which makes me a little suspicious that maybe this was all a power grab.
It's because
you liked the sound of your own voice on air and you didn't want...
It's because this sheet just assumes that mic one... turns on and this goes from orange to red and it doesn't say when to do that, so
it's a really good radio for people that don't know what
if you can just take a look at this
we'll post a picture
to our stories close friend style. What are we doing this week?
It's interesting. We're doing we're just gonna play songs from our Discover Weekly this week, which neither of us have listened to yet. So it's all songs that are new to us.
Which, should we be, like, proud that we don't? Should we, there's a...
That we what?
That we don't listen to our Discover Weeklies?
Well, we do. We just haven't listened to them yet.
I mean, I haven't listened to mine fully in a while.
Yeah, that's fair.
Is it a flex or a point of embarrassment?
I mean, it's a lot to get through.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, so we're gonna play songs. We're gonna hear them for the first time, and I guess maybe we'll critique them.
Yeah, speaking
of, no promises that they're gonna be good.
Right.
I really only ever like at most 5 songs of my Discover Weekly.
Yeah, and I think the idea is we'll shuffle a little bit, and if we see one that we think will be interesting, we'll play that. On the topic of never heard before, that was Black Winged Stilt by Woody Goss featuring Secret Bad Boy.
Secret Bad Boy?
Yeah.
That would be your stage name, I think.
And I hate that.
What did we think of that one?
I liked it. It was a little long.
It could have gone somewhere in that time.
It could have been a 90-second song.
Yeah.
The Birds was cool.
Birds were really nice. Also, I like a song that starts with some spoken word.
Totally, and ends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
Next up, I'm gonna choose one that's from this album that, like, I've listened to a couple songs off of. It's a compilation of rock music from Zambia. It's called Welcome to Zamrock. But I haven't heard this song before. It's called Love and Freedom by Keith Mlevhu.
Yep.
So, yeah, here it is.
To now be living in
I guess we'll talk between every song.
Yeah. Share our thoughts about these, about what we're hearing.
That was really cool.
I thought that was very cool. I've listened to a few songs off that album and it's, or off that compilation, and there's always cool stuff. But yeah, I enjoyed that. I don't know if I have really anything else to say.
Me neither. I feel like that's going to be a lot of this. Unless it's bad, in which case we'll have more to say.
This is why we're not part of Melisma.
Right, yeah.
we don't actually have much to say about music.
Yeah. All right, I guess we can just go into the next one. I shuffled, and what came up was Memories by Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen? I'm mumbling today.
Is this his cover of the Maroon 5 song?
Oh, probably. from 1977, off of Death of a Ladies' Man.
Oh boy, Leonard.
Yeah.
Lenny.
So, without further ado, let's hear it.
Body.
All right.
I mean, it was fine. I don't know.
Yeah. So, that, like, immediately I was thinking, I mean, what's the song? My Stove's on Fire?
I think I love you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Think I love you, baby, my stove's on fire.
It's literally identical.
Like, and we thought that was a modern song that was ripping this off. That song is a year prior, so... Yeah. Excuse me, Leonard.
So, Mr. Cohen.
Yeah. Maybe
there's a lawsuit for you.
Yeah. From us.
From us.
But definitely.
You've been served, Mr. Cohen.
I mean, that progression is definitely ripped off by that song, too.
Oh, it's ripped off by a million things, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know. Just like songs that like are that dramatic and start out that way don't do it for me. You got to escalate to that point, right?
Of right.
And the horns and stuff.
Yeah.
You can't have that last for 6 minutes.
You can't start on ooze. Yeah, and it can't... Yeah, 6 minutes. We cut it a minute early. I would imagine it wouldn't have gone anywhere in the last minute.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, good, but not because of anything he did.
It was literally just fine to me. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
If you're just joining us, we're doing songs we've never heard before on our Discover Weekly. That's indeed. Why we're critiquing them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's kind of out of pocket. It was fine. Didn't do anything for me.
just playing songs we don't really like for you.
Yeah.
Next up, I shuffled, and I got a Zombies song.
Oh.
I like the Zombies.
Yeah.
I've never heard this song. I don't think. Wait, what song is it? It's Care of Cell 44.
That's, like, my favorite one.
Well, then
have you never heard
go.
It? That's such a good one.
You've probably played it for me, but I'm excited to hear it.
Sweet. Let's listen.
Let's
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I love that song.
It's a really great song.
And I definitely know it.
Yeah, of course. It's just like, I don't know, the name probably. Not that memorable. Maybe.
Yeah, and I just, it's definitely one of those ones where like I've heard it, but yeah. I just probably have never sought it out on Spotify, so I'd never listened to it.
Yeah.
But that's a great song.
Agreed.
Very, very Beach Boys-y.
Yeah.
Beach Boys-y. That's right, the that's capital the beach of Idaho on yeah. the ocean.
On the ocean, no less. Cool, cool, cool. Which they have. All right. Up next, I shuffled, and I'm not sure how to say the name of this song. It is Summer is Icumen In by Charlotte Dos Santos.
Fun.
Let's hear it. Really caught off guard by how short that was. That was awesome.
So good.
Wow.
And we looked it up, and that's like, that's I guess a traditional like dirge,
13th century English.
Can we hear a bit of the like a traditional version of that song?
Yeah. Stall.
All right. So, well, I'll just say that after we hear a bit of this, I'm gonna play the song I Shuffled Again, and we're gonna hear The Loser by Derek Harriott, which is from an album called Psychedelic Train, which I don't know.
Wait, okay, shut up. I found it. Just put it on the background.
Yeah, sure, and we can hopefully you guys can hear it.
All right, if it ever decides to play. Am I gonna have to put this on Spinatron?
Is it playing? Turn our mics off. That's enough.
So the version on Discover Weekly was a lot better.
Way better.
It's so sick, and that was the worst thing I've heard all day.
Was that I was just talking to Stuart about a hurdy-gurdy.
Oh my god, we were talking about this at Bocella, we should say.
Oh, that's right, it wasn't Bocella, we were talking about hurdy-gurdies.
Yeah.
Maybe they were playing a hurdy-gurdy in that song.
Yeah.
As I was saying, though, we're going to hear The Loser by Derek Harriott from the album Psychedelic Train. And here we go.
Times when we used to sit in the park, holding hands together. I never should have gone away and left you like I did. I thought you'd take me back, but I was just a little bit late. My lonely nights, girl, on the outside looking in, dreaming of holding you tight. Well, I guess I've had my day, you let me go my way. It's me who has to pay, the loser they call me.
My Discover Weekly is all songs that I've heard before.
But good ones. That was amazing.
Very good ones. I really like that song. And I don't know where I've heard it, because the name doesn't sound familiar, but
yeah,
it certainly sounded familiar. I'll do a quick little PSA. I might read both on this page, because they're kind of fun.
I think you should go for it.
Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does a day before a brutal EF5 tornado.
No.
You never know when the day before is, quote, the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today.
Absolutely not.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Can I read you the other one?
Yeah.
Today you ate great. Give me like 10 seconds.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it.
Like trying to be ironic.
You did all the things that one...
No way.
You did all the things that one normally does the day before.
Do you think that's statistically proven?
A devastating earthquake.
Yogurt? I don't know.
You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today.
Do you think they had alternative, like, regimens that they like. Like, nah, not enough people do that.
Why is it so mean?
I know.
You skip the floss, yeah. You asshole.
Yeah, that's ridiculous,
you
right?
You had to work out, and you skipped it.
Yeah. What if I did it? If I work, is it saying work out and there won't be no earthquakes?
I don't know. I don't know what the message really is. Is it the day before? Is the day before? So it's saying,
well,
like,
obviously,
you know, enjoy.
It's a natural disaster. Why would you know?
Do you want to hear the instructions?
Yes.
This PSA has instructions on it.
What does that mean?
The following spots are read slowly without sound effects. Just a sparse look at moments in a day that nearly everyone can identify with.
Nearly? What is that according to? What is their model? What's the metric?
The read is dry and methodical.
No way.
This is Stephen Wright.
What?
Who is Stephen Wright?
Isn't he like... I know there's a Stephen Wright who's like a knuckleballer.
Yeah, think him.
Definitely.
He's a stand-up comedian? So was this supposed...
Is he bad?
So was it supposed to be funny?
That's awful if true, right? I mean, it clearly is.
I don't know.
But, like...
For a brutal EF5 tornado.
It's from FEMA.
Also, bad URL, right? ready.gov/today? That's gibberish.
They're, like, loosely related words.
It should be intuitive, right?
Nothing
like,
about...
You should be able to guess what the URL is going to be.
Nothing about a natural disaster is inherently, like, today or ready.
Slash today. Also, it's about it not being today. It's about
exactly.
It being the day before.
Yeah. What about the day of? Do you eat yogurt then? Or is it not really?
Do you skip your workout then?
Yeah, probably not. Gotta get one last one in. All right.
Gotta look good in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
We discovered that we both have songs called Brazil on our Discover Weekly.
Yeah.
So we're gonna, I guess, hear both of those and see how it goes.
Do you want to hear them back to back and then decide? Want to choose?
Mm.
What if that,
oh, like decide which one is better?
Yeah.
Like a bracket of sorts?
Not everything's a bracket, man. A bracket of two is just a game.
It's a face-off. Let's decide in the moment if we're going to take a break in between or not.
All right, so we're going to first hear Brazil by Cornelius.
Cornelius.
Thank you.
That was a rapid fade. All right.
I thought that so that was two songs called Brazil. The first one by Cornelius. The second one by Jeff and Maria Muldar.
Yeah.
I thought the first one was way better.
Also, I think my aux cable just is defective at this point.
Yeah. Apologies for the technical difficulties.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were both really cool.
Yeah. Those were fun. Those were fun.
Quite different, and I couldn't tell you if they were the same in terms of like.
I don't know what the melody was of either.
Me neither. But both were really fun. You want to go right into the
next? Yeah, next up, got one from your Discover Weekly.
Yeah.
I was just remarking that I think this pops up. It's definitely popped up on my Discover Weekly multiple times.
And I probably know it, but don't know that I know it. So this is The Beat by Elvis Costello and The Attractions.
Let's hear it.
It takes two.
All right, yeah. Had totally heard that song before. And my mom was texting me throughout who is the Elvis Costello influence in my life. And those are my first two concerts, apparently.
Really?
I knew it was the first one. I didn't know it was the first two.
You're a groupie.
Yeah, at two. They were at... No, it was my first concert. Never mind, I misread that. First concert, I was two. It was at Amoeba.
I see. At Amoeba?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is cool,
I feel like, yeah. Probably when you were two, Elvis Costello could have been doing bigger venues than Amoeba. Or was that like a...
And probably was, but...
Maybe it was like an impromptu kind of show.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's a very fun song.
Yeah. What do we got next?
We're going to do one that is on both of our Discover Weeklies.
Yeah.
Strange by Wire.
Let's hear it.
Wow. Great one.
Loved that.
Yeah, that was really sick. I need to go back and listen to that album. That was one that I was into before I switched over to Spotify, and I haven't really revisited it in a long time.
What
Pink
were you
Flag,
on,
of course.
What were you on before Spotify?
Google Play Music.
Yeah.
I had an Android.
Spotify was there.
Yeah, but...
I guess, yeah, it was different.
Google Play Music was a good deal. It was the same price, and you also got YouTube Premium.
Oh.
And, like, the app Google Play Music, like, kind of sucked, but...
Yeah.
Like, on iPhone, but on an Android, it was great. Like, it,
people
it,
have
totally
it on the
integrated,
iPhone?
Integrated, like, with the...
I didn't know people had that on iPhones.
Well, my family did, because I made them get Google Play Music, because I wanted to not pay for it anymore.
Of course.
Family plan.
Yeah. As you should. Cool.
But you also got YouTube Premium, which was sick, and we still have it to this day because we couldn't give it up. Because that it's one of those luxuries where once you experience it, whew, it's hard to go back.
Get an ad blocker.
What?
Get an ad blocker.
Fair point. But I want to support creators.
So disable it sometimes. That's what I do.
Oh, really?
It's not
do you
work.
Actually, though?
Like, sometimes. It depends on what I'm watching. Most of the time, no. But
yeah, of course.
Anyway, let's not get into that right now. Up next, we've got Song for a Summer Night by Jack Nietzsche.
Let's hear it.
That was beautiful.
That was really good.
Yeah, not much to say about that.
Station ID?
You want to do it?
I'm looking for the next song to play. All
right. This has been Oz and Ends, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
So we want, like, I don't want to play a train.
Just shuffle it, man.
Pork Belly by Bastion Keb.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
My mic is still on.
So say something to it. I don't know.
Turn me off.
Oh,
All right, we've got like 30 seconds to fill.
I should have loaded up that song, that Japanese song with like the really cool intro where we don't really like the rest of the song.
Oh, yeah.
We could have just heard the intro of that for 20 seconds.
Yeah.
You're panicking. You're absolutely panicking.
Crap.
Are you going to Spring Fling?
I am going to Spring Fling. Everyone should go to Spring Fling. That'll be fun.
It will be fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. I think that's been enough.
Okay.
See you guys.
Bye.
515-9636, and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.